Stories.
Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children, sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people and real events that happened during the Restoration or beginning of the Church in our time, not that long ago. You'll notice after the title of each chapter is a date of when each story happened. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Doctrine and Covenants Stories book published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you too. If you remember last time, we read about the first missionary in the church, Samuel Smith's mission, June 1830, in Chapter 10 of Doctrine and Covenants Stories. Samuel Smith was Joseph Smith's younger brother. Jesus wanted Samuel to go on a mission. Samuel Smith was the first missionary for the church. Samuel went to teach people the gospel and tell them about the Book of Mormon. On the first day, he traveled 25 miles, but people treated him unkindly and did not want to listen. When night came, Samuel stopped at an inn. He asked the owner if he would like to buy a Book of Mormon. The owner asked where Samuel got the book. Samuel said his brother had translated it from gold plates. The owner was angry. He said Samuel was lying and told him to get out of the inn. Samuel Smith was discouraged. That night, he slept under an apple tree. The next morning, Samuel went to see John Green, who was a leader of another church. Mr. Green was not interested in the Book of Mormon, but he agreed to ask the people in his church if they would like to buy a copy. When Samuel returned 3 weeks later, there had been no sales. However, Mr. Green's wife said she had read the book. Samuel Smith's mission was hard. When he went home, he did not think he had been successful. Samuel did not know at the time that his work would eventually lead to many people joining the church, including Mr. and Mrs. Green. Samuel had also sold a Book of Mormon to a man named Phineas Young. Phineas read the book and gave it to his brother, whose name was Brigham Young. Brigham Young read the Book of Mormon and believed it was true. Phineas and Brigham Young told some friends about the Book of Mormon, and they also read it and believed it was true. Later, Phineas and Brigham Young and their friends joined the church. Within a few years, Brigham Young was called to be an apostle. Many years after that, he became the president of the church. He and others who were converted through the efforts of Samuel Smith became great leaders in the church. Today, we are reading the story of Joseph and Emma, July 1830. Children at home, please read along with us in Chapter 13 of Doctrine and Covenants Stories.
Joseph and Emma Smith lived on a small farm in Pennsylvania.
They loved each other and worked hard to help each other.
Joseph and Emma endured many hardships. They had a baby boy, but he died. They were very sad.
Joseph worried about his family. They were poor, and he wanted to take care of them.
He needed to plant crops so his family would have food. Joseph also worried about the church.
Some people continued to make trouble for the saints, and some church leaders had to hide from them.
Sometimes Joseph had to leave home to help the saints.
Joseph was sorry to leave, and Emma worried when he went away.
Joseph prayed to know what he should do. Jesus told him not to be afraid of the people who were trying to hurt him.
Jesus said Joseph should be patient in his afflictions. He said he would always help Joseph.
Jesus said Joseph should plant his crops and then go help the saints in other areas.
Jesus also told him not to worry about food, clothes, or money. The saints would give him what he needed.
Jesus gave Joseph Smith a revelation for Emma.
Jesus said Emma Smith was a special lady. He had chosen her to do important work.
Jesus said Emma should comfort Joseph when he had troubles. She should help him be happy and not worry.
Jesus said Emma should teach the saints and help them learn the scriptures.
He said the Holy Ghost would help her know what to teach.
Jesus also said Emma should use her time to study. She should learn and write many things.
Great. Let's stop and talk about what we've read so far. Where did Joseph and Emma live? Gavin?
On a small farm near Pennsylvania.
All right. Exactly. And what were some of the hardships Joseph and Emma had? Christian?
They had a baby boy, but he died.
Okay. And Anna Rose?
They were poor.
They were poor. Brooklyn?
And they had to worry about the church.
Okay, so there were a lot of things on their mind, both of them. What were some of the things Joseph was worried about? Caitlin?
Well, he had to plant crops for his family, but he also worried about the church.
Okay, and what was Emma worried about? What sort of things did Emma worry about? Ethan?
She worried about Joseph when he left home to help the saints.
Okay, exactly. What are some things that you worry about? Yes, Caitlin?
When my family gets hurt.
Okay, so anything with your family, that makes you worry, definitely. Christian?
I worry about hard homework in school sometimes.
Definitely. That's something that happens a lot, right? In your schoolwork. Brooklyn?
I worry about my family.
Your family? And Ethan?
I worry about my baby brother.
Okay. And how old is your baby brother?
1.5 years.
Okay, so he is really little. Definitely. Joseph took all his worries to the Lord in prayer. What are some of the things Jesus told Joseph so he wouldn't worry? Christian?
He told Joseph that he would help him.
Okay, great. And Gavin, what do you think?
He told him not to be afraid of the people who were trying to hurt him, and Jesus said he would always help him.
Great. What are some of the things Jesus told Joseph to do? Brooklyn?
That he should plant his crops and then go and visit saints in other areas.
Definitely. Good answer. So Jesus also gave Joseph a revelation for Emma. What did Jesus say about Emma? Ethan?
That she was a special lady.
Definitely. She was a very special lady. Christian?
She had important work to do.
Definitely. Very important work. So how did Jesus say Emma should help Joseph? What was that important work? Anna Rose?
To comfort him when he had a hard time.
I think she did a pretty good job of that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I would say so. Now, who comforts you when you're worried? Caitlin?
My mom, my dad, and my family.
Great. So your family. Gavin, who comforts you when you're worried?
Usually my mom.
Your mom. That is wonderful. She's there to comfort you, definitely. Anna Rose?
Sometimes it's my cat when my mom gets angry at me, but other times it's usually the Holy Ghost.
Okay, so the Holy Ghost comforts you, and that's who comforts me as well, along with my family. But the Holy Ghost is definitely there to comfort us when we are worried or troubled or anything. He's there to help us out. How did Jesus say Emma should help the saints? Ethan?
She should help them learn the scriptures.
Okay, so she should teach the saints and help them learn the scriptures. How would Emma know what to teach? Caitlin?
The Holy Ghost would help her know what to teach.
Okay, so through the Holy Ghost, definitely. How else did Jesus say Emma should use her time? Brooklyn?
She should use her time by compiling all the hymns.
Excellent. And Caitlin?
Jesus also said that Emma should use her time to study and she should learn to write many things.
Okay, great. So how can the counsel given to Emma and Joseph help you when you are worried? Caitlin, what do you think?
I could know that the Holy Ghost could help me.
Definitely. That's very true. I know the Lord loves us very much. He will strengthen us in our struggles and bless us with peace if we are afraid when we turn to Him. You are listening to Scripture Stories. Today we've been reading the story of Joseph and Emma. Joseph and Emma had many struggles and were worried. The Lord gave counsel to Joseph and Emma to comfort them and help them know what they should do. The counsel given to Joseph and Emma is counsel we can follow also. Let's continue our story to find out what special task Jesus asked Emma to do. But first, I'll give you a hint. It has to do with the song you just listened to.
Jesus asked Emma to choose songs for the saints to sing. The songs would be printed in a songbook.
Heavenly Father loves to hear righteous people sing. Their songs are a prayer to him, and these prayers will be answered with a blessing.
Jesus told Emma to be humble and to love her husband. He told her to be happy because of the blessings that would come to Joseph.
Jesus told Emma to be happy and rejoice. He also told her to keep her covenants.
If she did, she would receive great blessings and be able to return to live with him in heaven.
Jesus said that the things he told Emma Smith are for all people.
What did the Lord ask Emma to do? Yes, Caitlin.
To put together a book of hymns for the saints to sing.
Okay. Gavin?
Choose the hymns.
To choose the hymns. Ethan, what do you think?
To be patient and help other people and choose songs for the saints to sing.
So, Brooklyn, why do you think it was important for the saints to have songs to sing?
Because maybe the spirit wouldn't have been as strong as it would without the hymns.
Okay, so it helped to bring the spirit stronger. Anna Rose?
A song is like a prayer.
A song is like a prayer, definitely. Gavin?
Because one way we can worship Heavenly Father is through singing.
I completely agree with you. What difference do you think it would make if we did not sing at church? Christian?
I think our Sundays would feel rather empty because singing is one of my favorite parts of Sunday.
Mine too, definitely. Caitlin, what difference do you think it would make if we did not sing at church?
If we didn't sing at church, it would kind of just be plain because singing usually brings the spirit in because you can hear the music and know that you're worshiping. And music makes me feel good when I sing.
It makes me feel good as well. Gavin, what do you think?
Not singing could almost be like having no prayer in church.
Okay, so Heavenly Father says our songs are a prayer to him. How is singing a hymn or a primary song like praying? Ethan?
Because we are praising him by singing.
Very good. Just as we talk to Heavenly Father when we pray, we also talk to him when we sing songs praising him. What has Heavenly Father promised us if we sing songs to worship him? Gavin?
We will receive blessings.
Okay, and what kinds of blessings might we receive from singing hymns and primary songs? Caitlin?
The blessings of happiness.
Excellent. Yes, Brooklyn?
They will give us blessings and happiness, and they will give us good feelings.
Great. Yes, Christian?
Our faith will grow.
Great answers, everybody. Those are all wonderful blessings we receive from singing. Hymns and primary songs can bless us in so many ways. They can help teach us the gospel and strengthen our faith and testimonies. They can help us want to repent and keep the commandments. They can make us feel happy when we are sad and can fill our minds with good, clean thoughts. They remind us that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ love us. Before I ask the next question, I have a song I'd like to share. Now listen carefully to the words so you can answer the question.
Just hum your favorite hymn.
How are hymns and primary songs able to help us have good, clean thoughts and feelings? Caitlin?
When hymns and primary songs are sung, it makes us feel cleaner and happier.
Definitely. Ethan, what do you think?
Because they're happy and they make you feel better.
They do make you feel better, definitely. Now, what hymn or primary song has taught you something about the gospel? Do you have a specific hymn or a primary song that has helped your testimony to grow, Anna Rose?
Jesus Entered Jordan's Waters. It's helped me about a testimony of how he has visited the Nephites, and he has also been baptized. And so I can testify of that because I know it's true.
Excellent. Great example.
Jesus entered Jordan's waters when his work had just begun. God the Father spoke from heaven. This is my beloved Son. Hear him. Nephites gazing into
What song has strengthened your faith and testimony? Christian?
I feel my Savior's love.
Oh, and how has that strengthened your testimony?
It strengthens my testimony of Jesus because that song helps me know that He's there and He loves me.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that. Caitlin, what song has strengthened your faith and testimony and how?
Did Jesus Really Live Again helps me because it lets me know that Jesus did really live again and that he was resurrected after 3 days of his death.
Okay.
And it makes me know that I can be resurrected too.
Great. That is a great testimony builder. Now, who has a hymn or primary song that they like to sing that makes you feel happy, especially when you're sad? Gavin?
I Hope They Call Me on a Mission.
Oh, that's a good one. And why does that make you feel happy?
I don't know, it just does.
It just does.
I hope they call me on a mission when I have grown a foot or two. I hope by then I will be ready to teach and preach and work as missionaries do.
Now, what song reminds you that Heavenly Father and Jesus love you? Caitlin.
I Feel My Savior's Love.
Oh, definitely. That's a good one. Ethan, what song reminds you that Heavenly Father and Jesus love you?
I Am a Child of God.
That is a great one. And why does that remind you that Heavenly Father and Jesus love you?
It tells me that they really do love me and that they sent us down to earth for a reason.
Great. Now, what is your favorite hymn or primary song, and why? Brooklyn.
My favorite hymn is I Love to See the Temple, and my favorite primary song is The Child's Prayer.
And how come? Why are those your favorites?
I Love to See the Temple is my favorite hymn because it makes me remember that when I get older and I get married, that I'm going to be able to go to the temple and be able to be sealed to my family forever. And Child's Prayer is my favorite because it reminds me that if I pray to Jesus, then he can comfort me and he's always there for me.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. Anna Rose, what is your favorite hymn or primary song and why?
My favorite hymn is God Be With You, Till We Meet Again, because it has just a beautiful voice and I really like it.
And Caitlin?
My favorite hymn is Praise to the Man because it lets you know that death cannot conquer him because he rose again. And my favorite primary song would have to be Love One Another because it's beautiful and it lets me know that loving one another is one of the commandments, and it helps me.
Those are great hymns. It's a great hymn and a great primary song. Children, I know that Heavenly Father loves to hear us sing. Our songs are like a prayer to Him, and when we sing hymns and primary songs, He blesses us. Music blesses us with good thoughts, feelings, and understanding. Singing primary songs or hymns brings the Spirit into our lives.
Song, let it float, let it ring, and lift up your voice and sing. We shall make music to brighten the day. Music will help us to lighten the way. Lift up your voice, lift up your voice, lift up your voice and sing.
Thank you for joining us today. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned and singing the songs we've sung with our families and other people we love. Join us next week as we read Chapter 14, The Prophet and Revelations for the Church, September 1830, and Chapter 15, A Mission to the Lamanites, September 1830. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at mormonchannel.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org. A grown-up can also buy them at your local church distribution center or online at store.lds.org.
See you next week!
Scripture power keeps me safe from sin. Scripture Stories on the Mormon Channel is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Here's just a sample of what you'll learn during next week's program.
Jesus wanted more people to hear about the gospel.
He wanted some of the saints to go on missions.
He called Oliver Cowdery to go on a mission to the American Indians.
See you next week!